we look at our job numbers for the state for May 2009, Florida has a job loss over the year of 417,500 jobs. This is a decline rate of 5.3% compared to the national rate of decline, which is 3.9%. So Florida's unemployment rate is higher than that of the nation, and our rate of job decline is also more severe than that of the nation.
Housing starts remain down, but housing sales are up over the last quarter and over the last year. But Rebecca Rust cautions that those numbers should not be misinterpreted.
But you have to realize that sales include the distress sales. When an individual files for foreclosure and a bank takes ownership of the home, that is considered a home sale. So a certain percentage of these home sales, even though they're up, are due to distress.
Florida's job losses are the second highest in the country, trailing only California. In terms of sectors of the economy, professional and business services have been hit hardest this year, followed by construction jobs and then trade. Leisure and hospitality and manufacturing sectors are also down from a year ago. Earlier this year, the state forecast that unemployment would peak at 10.2%, which would mean the state could be bottoming out. But state chief economist Rebecca Rust says she would suggest that's the case now.
A month from today, they'll be producing a new economic forecast for the state of Florida. So it will actually be on our press release day a month from now. So we will have to see then what the most current forecast will be. It's likely to be higher than what the current forecast shows.